Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, the founder of this awesome podcast where we help coaches, consultants, clients, experts, thought leaders, any of you that have a client business. We are giving away gold nuggets with every podcast to help you grow and scale your business. How's everybody doing? Man, what a day. I am super stoked. Just an update, we did get two more clients for our one-on-one coaching program. I'm honestly super sorry about that. But in light of things, some things happened in our background here, and we was able to get another coach in, which has opened us up to five more spots. So again, continuing this week, now I'm going to probably be working this weekend, we are going to do five more spots now. So if you want to get into our one-on-one coaching program that we're getting ready to launch, it's going to be completely live, one-on-one coaching, some group coaching. It's going to be awesome. So teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. You can schedule a time to talk to us. You can fill out an application. And if you are a great fit and we know we can get you to the results, hey, we will work and get you in. Today's podcast is all about Facebook. We're talking about Facebook groups specifically. Everybody that you know wants to make Facebook work, right? Whether it's organic, whether it's Facebook ads, whether it's Facebook groups, or even Facebook stories. Everybody wants Facebook to work. This is why everybody's over on Facebook trying to do their thing. Now, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. 99% of you will be able to find your target clients on Facebook. So that's the platform that more than likely you want to be. So that's a good thing. Now, we need to master this platform before we move on anywhere else. If you're still struggling to get clients, if you're not hitting your revenue goals, and all of you, honestly, at a minimal, you should be at least making $20,000 a month. That's at a bare minimal, at least $20,000 a month. If you're not making $20,000 a month consistently, something's wrong in your business. And again, I would recommend that you take advantage of these five openings that we have now. And at the bare minimal, go schedule a time to talk to us, fill out an application, even if it's not a right fit. Maybe you don't get inside it. That phone call is worth your time because we'll give you crystal clear clarity on what you need to do next to get to that $25,000 a month bottom line, as we call it. We kind of call it like a bottom milestone. Because you should be there. Every client business owner should be making at least $20,000 a month. And I know a lot of you are not. So again, we're glad we got another coach in. Five more spots. I don't know how long they'll last. It could be 3 days, could be 5 days. They could be gone tomorrow because we're doing organic, we're doing YouTube, we're doing Facebook, we're doing LinkedIn, we're doing podcasts, and we get clients from all these different channels. So it's first come, first serve. If you've been on the fence thinking about it, this would be a great time to go through the process. Because again, even we're never going to push you. That's first thing. We don't push people. We don't need to. We have a growing demand for what we do. And we even have a waiting list that's going to be installed because every time we get a cap, we hit it. And we want to help as many people as we can. And luckily, I was able to get a new coach in so I can help five more people. But when we hit this, again, I don't know. It could be 6 weeks. It could be the whole 12 weeks because it is a 12-week course. And again, it's one-on-one and it's live. And we're going to be doing a lot of different great things. And out of the clients that's paid in the past, this next 12 weeks is going to be more value than we've ever done. And it's still at the same price point at $5,000. So I'm super excited about it. As you can tell, I'm passionate about doing this. I want to help you. I know I can help you. So I want to help you. It's that simple. So today's topic, how to leverage Facebook groups without being an ass. Yes, a big stinky one. Nobody wants to be the ass, right? Nobody. But a lot of people become an ass in Facebook groups. And I'm not talking about your Facebook group. I'm talking about leveraging other people's Facebook groups. There's some basic rules I follow. So today I'm going to give you the framework of what I use to make sure I'm getting leads from other people's Facebook groups. I'm getting sales from other people's Facebook groups. I'm positioning myself as an expert. I'm getting results, but not in a sleazy, dickhead, you know, kind of way, right? Nobody wants to get results that way. And again, if you're being an ass, guess what's going to happen? Yep, spam. They're going to kick you out, and next thing you know, you're gone. So I promise you, if you follow these rules, this comes from our one-on-one coaching. So these rules, I know we've kind of battle-tested, and they get results. So we're talking about leveraging, getting leads, getting sales from other people's Facebook groups. Let's talk about rule number one. A lot of people make the mistake of joining Facebook groups with their competitors. And they try to make magic work because I guess they know their ideal clients are there. But this is a tough, tough place to be in. If you do, for example, if you do SEO and you're joining somebody else that's doing SEO in their Facebook group, you're not going to have much breathing room, right? This is why the rule states you need to join complementary groups instead of competitor groups. Now, you can join competitor groups if you're getting market research. That's one of the quickest ways to work on your ideal client avatar, right? Everybody knows. Well, if you don't, it starts with your client avatar. That's where everything starts. That's rule number one of growing a client business, is knowing exactly who that perfect client is. So, if I'm joining complementary Facebook groups, let's use the same example. I'm an SEO. What would I do? I would join groups that are doing social media marketing, affiliate marketing, and different things like that. Because guess what? I'm not going to be competing with the admin's business. That gives me more leverage. That gives me more breathing room to be creative and to be valuable in that Facebook group. Naturally, if you're in a Facebook group with your competitors, like your direct competitors, it's going to be tough. They're going to smell you out before you can get some results. And even if you can do some things, it's going to be limited. Okay? So we have to leverage the right Facebook groups. And many of you, you have did yourself a disservice and you've joined competitor Facebook groups. It's okay. Everybody does it. I did it myself. Now, you want to start using those for your market research and join other Facebook groups that complement what you do. That's rule number one. That is the bedrock. That is the foundation. Those are going to be the right groups where you can attract your ideal clients. Just because, and again, I'll use the SEO reference. Just because I'm doing SEO and I'm in an email marketing group, guess what? You can't just do email marketing and get results. You have to have some type of traffic. Guess what they need? They need traffic. How can you get them traffic? You can get them traffic with SEO. So, even though I'm doing SEO in this scenario and they're doing email marketing, that is a complementary group, right? So that's the way you got to think about. Think about what it is you do. Think about groups that complement what you do. That way you are not competing with your competitors. It's a brilliant move, and a lot of people are always surprised by this strategy. They've never thought it out like that. So now, there's your gold nugget. So, rule number two, and this is a little two-parter. Make friends with the group admin. Why would we want to make friends with the group admin? Because it gives us opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities that exist when we are friends with the admin. Now, I want you to always be authentic. Please, always be authentic. build real relationships. If a group admin's just not right for you, it's not your cup of tea, don't force a relationship. It's okay to be friends, but you still want real, authentic relationships. And we like using, and this is the part two, we like using a strategy that a lot of people don't think about. We like it when the admin goes live in the group and we get on there to join the conversation. We get on there to engage with the expert. Guess what? Everybody in that group views the admin as an expert. So if you go into a group with 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people and they do a live video, that's your opportunity to get on there and to speak with that admin. That admin's time is very, very limited, more than likely. It usually is. But guess what? That gives you an opportunity to have a conversation with him. That gives you an opportunity, or her, sorry. But that gives you an opportunity to begin that conversation, right? To begin that process of building a friendship with them. And as they get to know you, guess what happens? When we get on and we be consistent, maybe we showed up 3 or 4 or 5 times, we've been building a relationship with them. And the next thing you know, hey, what's going on, Richard? Glad to have you here. Hey, matter of fact, Richard has a Facebook group called Masterminds of Marketing. You need to get your butt over there because they're doing some awesome, awesome things. Yeah, we get a shout out. A shout out by an expert on a live video that's getting a ton of comments, a ton of likes, ton of shares, tons of heart. It's working the Facebook algorithm because guess what? It's a video. Guess what? It's getting engagement. More and more people are seeing this. And on this video, you got a shout out. That is a super, that's really an advanced strategy. Again, this is kind of from the coaching vault. So I'm laying out the gold for you guys. Hope you guys appreciate that. But I want you to get results. And that's the bottom line. So we want to build relationship with the group admin. It's going to position us as the expert. And we can get shout-outs. We can build relationships when we join their live videos. Almost every group admin is out there doing live video, right? Take advantage of that. Pay attention. We'll make sure you know when they're going live. Get out there. Start building a relationship with them. Build a big enough relationship where you can get a shout-out so you could start building a relationship. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell my story. You've probably heard it if you've listened to anything that I've did, podcasts, blogs, videos, whatnot. But one relationship has made me over $2 million in my business. Another relationship has made me over $1 million in my business. And countless others have made me $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, and more. One relationship can drastically change your life, change your business. So I want you to remember my story. Remember what I tell you. One relationship, over $2 million in my business over the last few years. That's what one relationship can be. Now, will every relationship be a currency? No, it won't. Not every relationship is going to have an ROI. But one relationship can, and one relationship can make you a lot of money. One relationship can open a ton of opportunity for you. So every relationship is important. I tell our one-on-one coaching program, I tell our clients, you need to block at least an hour a day, and you make it a point, a priority to go out there and build at least one new relationship every single day. By the end of the year, that's 365 authentic friends. And guess what? By the time you're doing this consistently every single day, once a month goes by, you're going to see the results. Once 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months go by, and you look back from a year from now, you're going to be like, wow. That made sense. That was one of the best things I ever did because I've did it myself and I've taught it to clients over and over again. And looking back, 3 months, looking back 6 months, looking back 12 months, it's made a huge, huge difference in your business. I just want you to view relationships like you should. Every relationship is super, super important. That's rule number two. Rule number three, optimize your personal page. So many people don't do it for whatever reason. And here's the thing. If what you're saying in these Facebook groups are attracting people, where is the next place they're going to go? They're going to go to your personal page. If they go to your personal page and nothing's going on, guess what happens? Boom! A big red flag. A big warning sign that says, stay away. Of course, you don't want crickets. That makes you look unauthentic. It just brings that red flag up. It's a natural warning. We're already timid and weary of everything these days anyway. That's kind of our mindset. Well, most people that have a scarcity mindset are like that. But that's neither here nor there. My point is, you need to make sure your personal page, and the way I like to say it, is humming. It got it going on. It screams, hey, the party is over here. That's what you want. You want your page to have comments, to likes, have engagement. That's what you want people to come to. Now, the top header of your personal page, you can put an awesome, awesome lifestyle picture there. Lifestyle picture, that's what you should put there. That's what I use. You can use my personal page. My personal page is optimized. When you click on that, and people click on that, all the time, guess what happens? It pops up. And you can add a description there. Guess what I'm using that for? I'm putting in a description and I'm sending them to the top of my funnels. Yep, because I'm just now building a relationship. I know if I'm attracting them on Facebook organically, most of those conversations have took place. Those are going to be top of funnel unless they message me. If they DM you or something like that, that's a different story. You can send them down a different funnel. You can send them down a different path. But if they're discovering you organically, you need your Facebook page humming. Have it going on again. The party's here. You want it going on. Make sure you're optimized. Make sure you're utilizing that top. Make sure you're utilizing your profile picture. Both of those can be clicked on. You add a link that goes to the top of the funnel. Now, you need to also optimize the sidebar, right? You can put a little block of text in the main top left sidebar. You can add an image, almost like an ad widget or something to that nature. I think it's 300 by 300, something to that. But you can go over in Canva. It's absolutely free. Canva.com, Canva.com. And you can create a little widget that leads to your top of funnel. Or another asset that you have. Because here's the thing. You're not going to be able to make money unless you're getting them into your systems. You're getting them into your environment. You're getting them into your funnels. Most of you know what a funnel is, right? A funnel is designed to take somebody specifically down a certain path to get them to buy. Prospects become leads. Leads become clients. So you need to make sure anybody, any of you using Facebook, you have to use your personal page for organic attraction. Yeah, business page, you can use Facebook ads. You don't need your personal account to use, you know, paid ads, but if you don't have your organic going on, I would be scared to death to use paid ads. I like using my paid ads when my organic is humming. That's kind of one of my terms. I love saying it, sorry. But you want it going on. You want that engagement. All of that's super, super important. And with engagement happening on your page now, guess what's going to happen? Your posts are going to be seen more. It's telling Facebook, hey, people care about what I say. That's working the organic Facebook, working Facebook's algorithm. So rule number three, make sure your personal page is optimized. Rule number four, give value. This is a no-brainer. You always want to give value. But there's some important things I want to say about this. Number one, you always have to be mindful of the group admin. It's best when you're friends with them. There's going to be some that you're just not friends with. You're not close for whatever reason. So you have to be careful. You can't just post links. But some groups have certain days when you're able to take advantage of it and you can post your link. So pay attention to their content. They may have a Monday where everybody's allowed to share their Facebook group. They may have a Tuesday where everybody's allowed to submit a personal promotional video. There's Facebook groups out there that's really, really cool like that. So you need to learn that schedule and you got to take advantage of it. Now, getting back to giving value. Remember, careful with your links. Careful with telling somebody to message you. You may be able to use it every now and then, but for the most part, you got to be super, super careful. Now, a lot of people like to post something really, really awesome. And then when it comes to the comments, they're non-existent. What do you think that's telling people? If you're thinking that it's telling people you don't care, you're right. Because that's the way we take it. If you post this big 1,000-word post, and you shouldn't post that long anyway, but hypothetically, you post this big post and you have people commenting, and you don't take the time to comment back. Or you're commenting and it's like 2, 3, 4 words. Or it's thanks, 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 thanks. You're not going to get nowhere with that. So when you give value, not only are we talking about your value post. Can be content, any type of format, video, text, picture, whatever. That don't matter. It's about giving value. Not only showing up the post, but showing up in the comment section. A lot of people read posts, but everybody reads the comments. Think about what you do, right? You read the post and it's like, yeah, but the comments, guess what? The comments are interesting, right? They're kind of entertaining, so we're naturally drawn to them. So this is a great time for you to do some group coaching. Get in there and help people. Now, you want to guard your time. You want to set boundaries. That's why I tell my coaching clients, hey, an hour a day, an hour a day. Make sure you stick with it, an hour a day, focusing on this organic attraction on Facebook. So you have to set boundaries. You have to be careful of your time there because you can get into Facebook and trust me, next thing you know, 4 hours go by and you're like, oh shit. Uh-oh. It goes by quick, right? So you could definitely get lost. I've been lost many, many times, and I actually have a timer, and I have to set this old-school 1970s timer like you see on the kitchens, and I got to set it for 60 minutes. That way, when that thing dings, I need to get away. But you do want to give value. Spend 5 minutes to help somebody. Spend 10 minutes to help somebody. People are going to see it. People know when you're being authentic and you're really trying to help somebody versus you're trying to sell somebody. They may not always say it in the comments. They may not even bring it up, but people will read it and they can tell. They can smell that stuff out. So you want to give value posts. That's something everybody's already told you to do, right? I'm sure you already know it, but the comments, that's where the magic happens. That's where you have the ability to reply to people and guide them and get them a result. Now, give them value. I know you want to motivate, you want to entertain and do different things like that, but guess what? When I'm saying value, you know what I want you to do? I want you to help somebody get a result. And that's the difference between an awesome, awesome value post versus a good value post. When you start getting people results, that's when you get the real attraction. That's when you're going to start attracting people because they're going to go out there, they're going to get the result, and they're like, holy crap, this worked. Why do you think I'm giving my best stuff away on this podcast and doing it for free? Because I want you guys to go out there and get awesome, awesome results. Then I want you to come back and be in my one-on-one coaching program. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, I teach what I preach. I'm 110% transparent. I want you to get results, but I also want you to come back and be in our one-on-one coaching program. You know why? Because I know I can help you. That's my obligation. But I want to give value to you. I want you to be able to go out there and get results. Now, value, some can be motivational, but guess what? That's probably not going to get the result you need. So when you're thinking and being creative and thinking about your value post, thinking about what you put on, not only in Facebook groups, but on your personal page also. And remember, everything that we're talking about, even though we're applying it to Facebook groups specifically, I'm talking about all social media. You can use this everywhere. So don't think that these rules just apply to Facebook groups. They apply everywhere. And if you want some more strategies, go, what, 2 podcasts below? I think it might have been podcast number 9. We talked about social media attraction. So, getting back to this last rule. Give value. Get people results. That's what everybody wants, right? You want results. You're not there just to read something that makes you feel better. Even though those posts are okay. In your posts, you want those that read it. You want to motivate them to take action. But you want them to get results. And by doing this, this gave me clarity when I learned this. And I'm like, yeah, I totally think about value posts completely different. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to think about what you can post that not only gives value, but gives somebody a result that they need. That's going to be the people that you start attracting to your personal page and getting them into your funnels. So, that is it. Those are the full rules that I follow when it comes how to leverage Facebook groups without being a big ass. So, I hope you guys and girls are enjoying these podcasts. Again, it's all about giving you value. I hope you implement what I'm telling you and put it into action. Let me know how it goes. And for those of you that are not in our Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group, shame, shame, shame on you guys. Shame, shame, shame. You got to get over there. If you think these podcasts are good and I'm doing what I can, I want to give you actionable advice. And I think every podcast that we've did, there has been at least one gold nugget every podcast. And many of them, they've been multiple gold nuggets that you can implement into your business. But you have to be the one that's taking action. If you're not taking action, shame on you. But join in our Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group. You need to get over there. We do so much more content because, you know, with the podcast, you can only do so much. Over there, we have videos, PDFs, slides, training, all kinds of different things. And I'd love to have you over there. And it's absolutely free. Be a part of our Facebook group, Masterminds of Marketing. Now, I'm going to jump off here. I can't leave without promoting myself, right? That wouldn't be right. That would be doing you a disjustice. So for those of you client business owners that are tired of struggling, not getting consistent clients, not at that $20,000 a month and higher income, get into our coaching program. Let's get on the phone. Again, I'm taking calls this week, and we had a little incident where we did pick up 2 new coaching clients. We already have them in the program, but I finally was able to get a new coach on. And we are going to take on 5 new clients. And again, it's first come, first serve. I didn't expect this. I didn't know if I'd be able to find the right coach. And it's awesome because this is going to be some super, super valuable stuff. Like our coaching program, it was good. But now it's going to be like so much better. And it's still at $5,000. You can't beat it. So again, I want to help you. I know I can help you. And at the very least, you jump on a phone call. If I can't help you, I will let you know. If you're not ready for the program, I will let you know. I am not going to be pushy. I do not need to be pushy. I do not need to be salesy. Somebody will get into the coaching program. But I would love for it to be you. Okay? I would love for it to be you. So teachingonlinebusiness.com/ apply, APPLY. Get over there, schedule a time to talk, get the application, be honest when you're filling out this application. I can't stress that enough. Be completely honest. There is nothing on there that can disqualify you from us helping you. I want you to know that up front. So teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. At the very least, you're talking about 30, 45 minutes of your time and getting help, getting the next step. Even if you're not into our coaching program, these strategy sessions that we have will literally give you an aha moment, will give you a breakthrough where you can grow your business, even if you don't get into our client business, our one-on-one training program. I want you to remember that. So for everybody else, I can't thank you enough for your support. If you know somebody else that can benefit from this podcast, please take the time and share it with them. For everybody else, I love you guys. Thank you so much for the support. It's been awesome. I can't believe how fast this podcast on the Anchor platform has grown. It's super incredible, and I couldn't do it without you. So thank you for taking the time. Thank you for taking the time to review me fairly. I feel I'm bringing the value. So I think the reviews we're getting are consistent, the 5-star reviews. I really, really do. If you go through the podcast, you'll learn a ton of different things. And we're going to be doing more podcasts. We've been doing about 1 to 2 a week. We're going to start amping that up. And we are going to be on every single day giving you actionable advice, tips, knowledge, skills. That way you can learn and grow with us. We want you to be able to grow and scale your business. We want you to hit your income goals, to, you know, make your dreams come true. That's what it's all about. We want to give you your freedom back. We want you to quit working on your business. We want you to lead your business. Okay, I am off here. It is getting late. Time to go home, get with the kids. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate your support. We'll see you on the next podcast. Have an awesome one.